As usual, our spring pledge drive brought a lot of comments from people pledging. And as usual, here's a sample. Christopher Posey of Bolivia wrote, "Your station is a shining beacon in a radio sea of blandness." Joanne and Miley Durham of Kiri Beach wrote, "I wish you had a show giving more analysis of North Carolina concerns like the voting rights changes, seismic testing, local education, etc." Claudia Kell of Leland wrote, "I found you when I moved here in 2005, and I listen every day." William Jacobson of Little River wrote, "I just started picking up WHQR. I missed my classical music." Sam Mitchell of Southport wrote, "I love Cinematique, NPR News, and classical music. Plus, I stop by your offices during the fourth Friday art walks." Jim and Jane Everett of Supply wrote, "When I heard your guest talk about what Nourish NC does to feed the children in North Carolina, I knew it was time to help WHQR and Nourish NC. We all need to hear and respond to the statistic that 50% of our children in this area depend on food at school for their only nourishment each day." Susan and William Wood of Whiteville wrote, "We wish you would give more coverage to Columbus County. We are just over the bridge." Megan Barron of Wilmington wrote, "My favorite news source. I listen to WHQR on my way to school, and I'm always sharing stories with my students." And Michael Barron wrote, "I brag about WHQR in every city I go on business or personal travel. You compare favorably to the best that public radio has to offer anywhere." Listener Jonathan of Wilmington wrote, "Only thing worse than classical is opera. Only thing worse than opera is pipe dreams. Only thing worse than pipe dreams is the Diane Rehm Show when Diane Rehm is hosting. Please, more local news at noon and less repetitive plays of the same interview, etc., all afternoon." To your members who want more classical, you already have a 24-hour classical station. And thanks, great job. Justin Dundero wrote, "I love the dynamic, sophisticated, and stimulating programming music on WHQR. I love starting my day with a good dose of classical music and find myself staying late at work to keep listening, especially when it comes to This American Life. The discussions on the Diane Rehm Show and All Things Considered provide some of the most reasoned, open-minded, and nonpartisan discourse on current events of all the journalistic shows in the States. It would be great to see a time slot devoted to indie music in the future, exploring up-and-coming and new artists on the fringes of mainstream music." Nancy Geimer wrote, "Have been listening to WUNC generally, so I'm missing most of your efforts. Will remark that the pledge breaks seem unusually long when I've popped over there on my car radio." Tom and Lisa Shute wrote, "Many a dinner conversation is started with, 'Did you hear on NPR?'" Listener Bill wrote, "It would be great if we had a separate station for classical music so that we can enjoy the many great offerings of news talk available with other stations." And that's my cue to remind you that our survey is still online, but we need to hear from you by a week from now on Friday the 11th. We hope to hear from you with your ideas about what we're doing right and suggestions for what we could be doing in the future. And of course, we always love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.